and this is the this is now you're ready and energized to make a podcast.
Well, yeah, because if you're low energy, it's because you feel in cramped and down, and then you raise the roof,
and then the roof is gone, and now you're
and then you have. And now you have other things to worry about.
Now adrenaline is coursing through your veins because you've got a situation.
Because it's like, shit, I don't have a roof anymore, and there's a very gray sky out. So it's going to rain. I flew too close to the sun.
Well, so now that we can't make a podcast because you have to go fix your roof. Terrible.
Damn. Dreadful. What are we like, eh? this is fun. I had a cold open. So I'm glad that we switched
it. What was your cold open?
There's too many O's in this game. That was my cold open. It was just commenting on how many O's there are.
I'm Dylan, and I've played Dragon Age 100 times.
Hi, my name's Robin. I haven't played Dragon Age 100 times or finished it once.
Okay.
There's too many O's.
What are you talking about? Explain yourself.
Orle, Ostagar, Orgrun, Ozimar. They sound too similar, and they all begin with O. Nonsense. I listen to this. This is the show I listen to the most. I've listened to our past three episodes.
So there are four words
so many
that
times,
start
right?
with O in the game, and that's too much for you.
Okay. First of all, it's not about how many there are. It's how important each of the words are. All of them are incredibly important to the story. Ostagar, Orle, Orgrun and Ozimar are all mentioned constantly because they are very important zones. And I keep being like, wait, is that the starting area or is that the giant continent? Is that the character or is that the dwarven city? I can never remember. It's too many O's
Robin
in this bloody game.
Robin cannot remember more than three words that begin with the letter O. Oh, and
don't you
that.
Do this. Don't you do this. You only
and
are.
And that's what's going
Here's
on
Here's the
here.
Thing. Do you know what happens? So far, every single game. I'm getting mad at you. So far, every single episode, I say something and you laugh at me for being ridiculous. And then our Discord is like, yeah, Robin's right. They're always agreeing with me. And you're wrong. So I think you're too far up your own butt.
Do you want to tell the people what I was wrong about last time?
Numbers.
Yeah. Not anything to do with the plot of this game.
No, but I said there's too many numbers. And then people were like, yeah, I agree. And I'm going to re-scroll up because a lot of people tagged me and stuff.
That's,
and I was like,
no,
yeah,
I agreed with you about right. that. About like the percentages and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. There's other things.
Jesus Christ.
There's other things.
Oh,
shut up.
My
There's other things.
God.
Sorry, I came in too hot because of the whole
you
O
did.
Thing. I told you, I'm glad that you had another cold open.
It was all you,
one,
really.
Because that one clearly didn't last long.
That was your exercise inspiration. So we left off last episode. We completed Lothering, and that was pretty much
the circle tower.
Thank you. And we have the mages. We both have the mages as allies. Neither of us were evil and got the Templars. So there's that. So then it was from basically finishing the circle tower quest, getting whoever you get from there, to finishing Redcliffe, and we could do a number of things inside of that. Yes.
Now, specifically, finishing Redcliffe is not getting the Urn of Sacred Ashes, because I had to clarify this
because Haven is a separate. So the reason I put Haven as separate is because Haven is as big a quest in itself. It is not a side. Like, if Haven was just like a place we had to go get the urn or whatever, but it is its own full quest that we will have to dedicate an episode to talking about. So we'll have to do that. There are actually a couple of different reasons you might leave Redcliffe and come back, though. So I really don't want to spoil anything. I want to hear what Quentin did at Redcliffe.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Before I tell you what Quentin did at Redcliffe, I first have to say I did. I finished last week being like, man, I want to play Dragon Age Origins again. And then I was like, well, Dylan said that I could do Denerim and DLCs, and it doesn't matter toward our thing. So I decided to do every single thing I could possibly do before going to Redcliffe. So this included Morrigan backstory, because I Plymouth.
You killed Plymouth. Oh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah, like immediately I went in and killed Plymouth, which was a fucking the cool as fight.
It's it's probably the hardest fight, I think, that's not a boss in this game. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. She was pretty tough. Alistair died immediately. Like, fully got wiped within seconds. I didn't kill Plymouth first, specifically. Instead, I went to Denerim. I did all of the Denerims. Everything I could do in Denerim, as far as I'm aware, I did in Denerim. So, I went, you know, to the Chantry. There was those two chanters, one of whom keeps getting the chant wrong, and I thought very funny. They're so charming. There was someone who was looking for the urn for Redcliffe, so I thought that was fun, so I wrote that down. There was someone who was lying, and I caught them in a lie, but I just have written caught the liar in a lie, so I don't actually know what that means.
Yes. Oh! Was this Waylon?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you remember what happened when you caught him in a lie?
No, I can't. I just wrote called the liner and like, I did this literally, basically, we were off call last week and I immediately started.
I'm so curious. Do you remember killing him by any chance?
No.
Interesting.
I don't think I did. I just caught him in a lie and then he bounced. I convinced the knight to leave.
Yes.
There was a Templar knight, and I convinced him to leave.
Templars causing trouble.
I met is a
in a nice establishment,
as they fucking always are. I met Isabella; she's a cool ass lady. I had Zevran with me, so they talked, and that was very fun.
But no threesome.
No threesome.
That.
Unfortunately, not. No, I know. R.I.P. me. I did the whole blood mage bit. There's a bit with like a lot of blood mages. In Denerim, and I went through and I killed all of those guys.
Ooh, how's Quentin doing with that?
And then we went like, so I actually, so he has been a little bit like, because from last week he's very, I don't know if this is right anymore. I don't know if I am the person to be a blood mage, because there's too much shit happening. But we're still like, well, I mean, I'm going to do it because I came this far. So he went. Sorry, I laughed at one of my notes.
Can't wait to hear.
So then we went through and we fought all these blood mages. I took Zevran with me. My party for all of Denerim was Sten, fucking Puss in Boots. What's his name?
Zevran is Puss in Boots.
Zevran. Mm-hmm. Zevran is Puss in Boots. I know I just said it, but I also said Denerim, and those names are too similar in my mind, so I merged them.
Starting to really paint a picture about Morrigan, why Zevran, the O Morrigan, thing Denerim. Is troubling you.
There's too many similar sounding names. The reason why I laughed is because I put Puss in Boots can't open any locks. Is he stupid?
Yeah.
Because every single time I go to open a lock, he's like, don't worry, I will do that. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like,
he has
I can't.
Lower lock picking skill than you.
He has zero lockpick. And I'm like, stop saying you can if you have the same level of lockpicking finesse that
Why
I do.
Why don't you have Liliana with you? Liliana
idiot.
Is an expert at lockpicking.
Because at the time, I thought he had some lockpick, but apparently not. He is stupid. He's a fucking dumbass. I had a random encounter after Denerim where... Oh, I did all the crime in Denerim.
Yeah.
I did all the crime possible. I brutally murdered like half of that
in
city
the back alleys
because
and
the
everything.
Random fight encounter. the random fight encounters have you versus like 30 yeah. people, and it's so goofy. I'm like, why does this amount? Because they're just petty criminal people. They're not like low gains men who are like, haha,
some of them are
gonna trap and kill you.
Some of them are straight up hired by low gain to kill you.
But some of them are also just guys. It's like, lads, do anything else with your time, wow. please.
I cannot wait to revisit this conversation when we are playing Dragon Age 2. Can't wait.
What? Just how nonsense it is how it's you versus 30 people?
Dragon Age 2, your murder count is higher than in any game in the trilogy. It's unbelievable how many people attacked you in that game. Like, and it's so funny because in Denerim, at one point you probably got this dialogue because it happens in one of the back alley fights where some guy is like, wow, and people willingly attack you? Like you just murdered 50 men in front of me? And like, why would anybody go up against you? Dragon Age 2 is that times like 100.
I'm so stoked for fucking Dragon Age 2. Yeah, I left Denerim. I got a Superman reference on my walk around. On like a random encounter, there was like a baby in the middle of a meteor crash and these two old people that are like, he fell from the sky. How is this baby? And they both decide to take the baby and you get some awe from it. And it was just a silly Superman reference. And I thought that was cute. Then I went to Ostagar.
You did go back to Ostagar.
In the best shit.
Okay.
Ever.
Return
Holy
to Ostagar
shit, it's awesome.
Is on our schedule for an episode. Yes.
Is it? You said all DLC is fine.
Return to Ostagar and Awakening.
Oh my god. All right, I won't talk
no,
about
no, no,
it.
No, no, no. You gotta, because you're not going to remember it well. I gotta know.
I have so many notes for the Return to
Ostagar.
You have
a lot of notes for it?
I have a lot of notes.
Okay.
So that's fine. I can remember that. When is that? Damn it. This fucking guy. Oh my god, yeah, Return to Ostagar is right at the end.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's so funny. Yeah, I did do that because you started it last week. So I took that as, oh, you're going to do it. So then I just did it.
I just got the initiative, you're invited to Ostagar.
I only look at the schedule for next week. So I was like, well, Dylan started it and said that he was going to do it. So I guess I'll just do it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I'll just hang out then. Don't worry about it. Anyway, because that had a big Quinton's mind is switched and changed.
Oh, well, then we've got to talk about it. We can alter the schedule. I got to know because this is important to Quinton's story. it's
character.
Important.
All right. So my apologies. I didn't realize that was the schedule. Next time I will look ahead of the schedule and I will actually say...
This is good stuff.
We're now
Quinton has a story that's got some life to it. Let's hear about it. I need to know.
Yeah. So we saw the guy and then he was like, oh yeah, there's a King Caelan had a sword and it's at Ostagar. And I was like, sick. I'm going to go. Oh, and then Alistair specifically is like, hey, I want to go and we should bring Wynn as well. Yeah. So I was like, okay. They're two very important people and have to. So it was us three and Liliana as well who I took because I didn't think I'd be able to go back after this section. And I was like, I need someone who can actually open doors and locked doors and whatnot. Locked chests. Went back. It is awesome. It is so good.
Return to Ostagar is a
great
one.
Walking through. It's now winter there, so everything is like 4 foot in snow. The whole camp is completely destroyed. I found the joining
cup,
which I thought was neat. And then I gave it to Alistair as a gift because it said gift and he didn't like it. And I was like, but it's... Well, he did like it. He liked it 7 out of 10. So... He didn't like it huge amounts. So I'm sure there was something better that I could have done with that.
No. There's a diminishing return. If you've already given Alistair like his most liked gift, then they start to like go down like sure. one by one.
I just thought it would have been special because it is literally the joining cup. It's like, hey, hun, look, we did this thing together and now we're here. But he didn't like it as much. Found the cool sword. Then we found King Kaelin, and he was strung up biblical style with a bunch of big old spears in him. And this is the moment when Quentin had this huge, like, I am in so over my head right now. I started this, I wonder this little blood mage thing as like a fun experiment when really there's no world-ending thing happening. And now I'm at the forefront of this thing and I'm trying to save everything. And I have just, I've been, he's like, I've just been so naive to
how big this is,
the horrors of what this situation is. And now I'm here and I'm completely fucked. It's like all of my shitty, like everything, you know, everything that he did was like, well, my fun experiment comes first because there's no real danger, blah, blah, blah. And now he's looking at King Kaelin's strung up body and he's like, fuck. I am so over my head right now.
Which
like,
fully sells
I can't deal
the idea
this.
That Darkspawn are sentient because they have malice behind that action, right?
Yeah,
like they're desecrating the dead of their enemies. They're not just killing them in fits of rage. Yeah.
They're just like they're like doing weird things with it. There is more to this DLC, but I'm happy to wait and talk about it later. But because that was the big moment of Quentin being like, I'm so out of my head. So now he's doing a lot of shit for the sake of trying to help and save people, and Morrigan does not like that. She is sick of it, and I'm like, you weren't there. I'm in so over my head right now. Please, like, let's try and be chill. I hate this. So then I did Civil War afterwards. I picked up Shale.
You did. You went to Holly. We got to talk about that more. It's not just picking up Shale. What did you? You got to talk to me about Holly.
All right. So, you go to this place. You pick up this rod. That someone's like, oh, this can control a golem, and I'm like, hell yeah. And then you go to a village that's been overrun by Darkspawn, you kill a couple of Darkspawn, and then the golem is in the middle of the town square in like a fit of rage
and
like
frozen with the rock like gems and crystals sticking out of it.
So you use the like magic word that the control rod's supposed to make it so you can control the golem, and it doesn't work. So then you go knocking on some doors and you find in the basement of this one building, a bunch of people are hidden behind like a magical shield as Darkspawn like try to get in and are like attacking it. You kill the Darkspawn and then you're like, hey, gang, are you good? And then the mage who put up this shield is like, yes, please come in. Everything is fucked. My mother put didn't put the curse on the golem, but did make it stop moving because it killed my dad. And so then my mother like froze it and then sold the rod and gave a fake password, like magical word. But I do know it, and I will give it to you if you save my daughter, who is further down into the basement and we don't know where. So then you go in. You fight a couple of ghosts, and then you find the little girl, and you find a cat, a magical talking cat, and the magical talking cat is a demon! And there's a few ways that you can deal with this. I originally was just like, no, cat, get out, like, stop, I know you're a demon, and then the cat takes over the child, and you have to kill the child. And then I reloaded, because I was like, yeah, that was easy, but ugh. So then I convinced the little girl that there was a demon in the cat, and the little girl is like, no, I don't want you to take over my body. And the little girl runs away, and then the cat is like, ugh. Oh, wait, no. The little girl does leave, but I told the cat that I would free it, and I lied to them, and then I had to do this very, very fucking annoying puzzle. For multiple
super
hours.
Super annoying puzzle.
Not multiple hours, but for a very
super
long time.
Annoying
it
puzzle.
Sucked. Yeah. But I figured it out. And then I fought the cat, and then I killed the cat.
I made a promise to Kitty. I said, oh, for sure. You can definitely have the girl. And I said, yeah, I'll let you take her. And then I lied. Yeah. And then
I did
let I did the puzzle, and then she was like, all right, here I go. And I was like, nope, just kidding. You're dead.
just kidding, you're dead.
Love Kitty. Very funny. A little bit. There's a little like weird reference to that quest later on.
Later on.
Yeah. So then you get Shale. How is Quentin doing about Shale, do you think?
I hate Shale. Me, Robin, I hate Shale.
You hate Shale?
God, I'm so sick of them. They're just like... They're the character trope which I never liked, which is like,
Shale's
I'm going to be a dick. Okay, for people who don't know the games, because this is the second time I've misgendered Shale, Shale is an incredibly deep
voice. Shale is a huge rock monster with a very deep male VA voice. But when you talk to her, she does clarify that she is a lady.
I don't think I spoke to her
to get that far
to have them be like, no, I'm a girl actually. So I think also that's why I got that's what
I like her a lot. Shale likes gems and also wears like these sort of like crystalline rocks as armor and weapons, which I think is really fun. So like she's just like a very different character from anyone else in the game that you
she is
encounter,
very different, and I do think that's
which is
really
very cool.
Cool.
And she fucking hates birds, hates them. You got to talk to Shale enough to learn about how much that bitch hates birds. It's so
I
good.
Know that their like feast day trick gift is a bird that is not crushable, and that bums her out so much that it's minus 50 affection, because she's like, why would you give me this?
And why would you give that to her? Because you know how much she hates birds.
Do you think it's very funny?
Okay, so you went to Hunleith, you finished it, you got Shale. Shale's in the party now, but you hate
I got
her.
Shale.
What else?
Yeah, and it's frustrating because I like Sten, I do, and I like Shale, both of whom are tanks. And unfortunately for me, Alistair is very important in like every story thing. Like he's so interconnected into everything that I use Sten on side missions because he's seemingly unimportant. Or rather, he's not important in the way that Alistair is. You know, we're going to Redcliffe and we're going to the Circle, and he is a Templar and he is directly related to Redcliffe. So it's like I have to bring him everywhere to like get his opinions on things. I'm also warming up to him. I do. I like him a little bit. I think he's kind of neat. We're kind of having a best friend moment. It's just like I would like to switch out my party more, but. There are certain characters who are so much more important that I feel like I can't
I understand why you feel that way, but and this is something that I've had other friends tell me they don't wander in Dragon Age Origins that much because it's not like necessarily open world, which I know it's not, but I would say like doing like the like all the side quests and bringing random groups of people around is worthwhile in this game, because even if like you feel like some of the characters are more important, like you're kind of missing out on some of the banter that's gonna kind of like the banter in this game is like the majority of how these characters get characterized through.
Yeah. One of which, however, my counter is one of which, one of the little banter that I had was again between Morrigan and Alistair. And it was, Alistair was like commenting that Morrigan has her mother's nose. And Morrigan says, I hate
so
you
much.
So much. And it was the most charming thing I've ever heard. I actually pulled a clip. So I could and send it to you because I was like, please include this in the episode.
I'll put it in.
Oh my God, I love
it.
It
is. The
so
way
much.
That she delivers that line is so yummy, so good. And it just feels like that's the great thing. The party banter really does feel very real. Like, and that's something I feel across the board in this series is like it just feels so real. I had a interesting cutscene. What did you do any other DLCs? Or any other additional non-Redcliffe content?
I did.
Or maybe not DLCs, but any other party member quests, things like that?
Aside from doing... I then, after I did Ostagar, I then did Flemeth.
Wow, yeah. That is a big
where
one.
Where I went in and I fought Flemeth.
That's a big one.
Yeah, pretty huge. So Morrigan was over the moon. Alistair died instantly. I brought Zevran with me, and he got the last hit in, and oh my God, it was the coolest shit in the world. He,
like
ran up the fucking...
Love
yeah,
that.
And, like, was, like, as Flemeth's head... So Flemeth turns into a dragon, for people who don't know. As Flemeth's head, like, reared back to try and kick him off, he, like, jumped in midair and then slammed both of the knives down into her, and it was just so fucking cool. Yeah, he was dope. I thought that was so, so fresh.
Yeah, that is like 90% of the reason I like to be a dual wielding rogue in this game is because I love to get that. I got that on the ogre at the top of the tower at Ostagar.
Oh, yeah,
Fresh. So that's great. So you got Flemeth. You gave Morrigan Flemeth's book, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Anybody else? You got any other personal unlocks?
No. I think Sten told me his thing. The problem is because...
About the family
at the
he
minute,
killed?
Because we can't move. Yeah. Because we can't move around a lot. Because I don't know... When I go somewhere, I don't know if it's going to trigger something, which... The problem is I was so scared of doing what I did today with playing Return to Ostagar that I'm scared to like travel and explore. So I'm very I haven't done anyone else's. I knew Flemeth's and I haven't spoken to I spoke to Sten and he was like, oh yeah, my family is this. And I was like, okay, I don't know where that is. I just hope I'm going to find it eventually and it won't be in a main story bit. I don't know. I'll finish
it. You will. You will. You'll get that one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we get to Return to Ostagar DLC, in that time, I will do everyone's personal quest before we end up going into the final fight.
Very good.
You go.
So I have gotten a couple of different things. So I did all of the Denerim stuff in a previous episode. So I talked about that. Before I went to Redcliffe, I... Nice. Before I went to Redcliffe, I did some... just sort of like wandering a little bit. I did go to Hanleith and I got Shale. I love her so much. I gave her every rock in my inventory. and we talked. We had a great conversation about agency because Shale reveals
huge
to you that... So, like, you get Shale and it's like kind of this precarious scenario where you've heard that she killed her previous rod owner. Right?
Yeah.
And you can... So when she chooses to follow you, the rod no longer works. And it's this interesting, like, there's a conversation you can have where she's like, try it. Try to... You have the rod in your pocket. Try to command me. And like how you engage with that conversation is very like can lead to some different outcomes. But essentially you discover that it no longer works and that she's staying with you of her own free will, which is very fun. And it like it's I don't know. I think she's really fun in and interesting to like play with is this idea that she killed her previous like handler or whatever you want to call whoever's honing the rod. But that's seemingly not necessarily a bad thing. Seems like maybe she might have had a reason.
Yeah, because although I don't know what it is, she does... There's a lot of hints, I think, even from the, like, son of the guy that he actually was not great.
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you give her space to, like, choose her own name and, like, kind of, like, be making her own decisions and like joking with her, she really likes you. And as long as you don't, you know, make her encounter any birds, which I think is fun. I think my like theory about this is that because she's like stuck frozen in the center of town when she's not activated and like birds will agitate her.
Yeah. I also think
that's
that.
So fun. So I got Chael. And I did a lot of adventuring around, I have the quest sitting in my queue to go defeat Flemeth. I haven't decided who, like what Falaria's about yet, because that's not the only way to resolve that quest.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out what Falaria's deal is about that. So I haven't done it yet.
Love that.
But I actually then, after getting Chael, I went to Redcliff. And then I did some things after. So I think I wanna talk about Redcliff because it's all in context here. So all right. So in Redcliff, we get to Redcliff. Redcliff is preparing for a big nighttime, and this isn't Darkspawn. This is a different bad thing.
Yeah, a different big problem.
And that it there every night, the dead are walking out of the water and into town and killing everybody. So we're preparing for another round of this, expected to be the worst. Who knows why tonight of all nights, but that's why.
It's just been getting...
Yeah.
Well, it's just that it's been getting steadily worse and more intense, and this night they just don't have anyone to help anymore. So it's like, that's why it's the worst, because they're like...
So you talk... Yeah. There's a couple people that you talk to. One is like the general in town, and he's the one that's going to tell you like what they need to survive the night if you're choosing to help. And there are a bunch of things that you can do to help, and I'm wondering, my little bird, did you get them all? What did you do to help Redcliff Town? I gotta know.
This comes hot off of the press of like, oh my god, I'm so deep in shit. I need to do as much as I can physically to help. So I got the Templars to join. I got the Templars to join because they were like, oh, our men are too scared to fight. So I then went to the Chantry, and then she was like, I can't bless them against these things. I was like, it doesn't matter. Just give them a symbol.
Yeah, the morale boosting.
And then
she was like,
okay.
Yeah.
And then got a bunch of little morale boosting little pendants. And I was like, these are magical. And Liliana did not like that. And Morrigan thought it was so funny that I did that.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't have either of them with me. So I didn't get that.
Who did you have? Who was
I
your
had
party?
Alistair. I had Wynn. And I had Zevran.
Ah, very good. Yeah, Liliana was very against it. Morrigan thought it was hysterical. I got the boy who was in the closet. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to that boy.
Every week there's a new kid trapped in the closet.
Bevin?
Bevin. Yeah, something with a B.
Did you keep the sword?
And I did, but I've just been to Ostagar, so all of my shit is awesome. And then the kid was like, here's this. Oh, no, I didn't keep the sword. Oh, I did keep it, sorry, but I gave her 500
you did.
Silver.
Okay,
for
that's
it.
what I did also.
I gave her
crazy
money, which Morrigan hated. Morrigan also hated that I was helping people at all. She kept mocking me, being like, are we going to go save a kitten from a tree? And I was like, Morrigan, please, my wife, you have to let me help people. I'm going through a crisis of faith right now.
How did you get Lazelle to romance you?
Lazelle is so easy to romance. Oh my God. Because Lazelle isn't about, she is just, Lazelle is very urgent. Like, we need to get help from my crash right now because we are going to die in 3 days. Not like, she doesn't like helping people. It's that she is very... a thing about Baldur's Gate 3, which I think is interesting, actually, in terms of this game as well, is a thing which I think is a really interesting thing that in Baldur's Gate 3, a lot of the ways that the characters and the companions become the best version of themselves is you have to force them to do things they don't want to do. And if you keep doing things they agree with, they become the worst parts of themselves. Because it's like, it's things that they don't want to address. It's Astarion, like, helping people. Astarion doesn't want to do that. But then if you force Astarion to help people, he's going to be like, fuck, I do actually like helping people and I want to do this. Lazelle is the same, where it's like, she is only for herself and only for, like, Queen Vlakith. And if you force her to look at other people and think about how she's dealing with it, and then look against Vlakith, a thing that she fucking hates doing, then she becomes the best part of herself. And then she's like, you're right. This is it. But in this game, because obviously that's a big thing to code, and that's
there is a clumsier version of that when I talked about this in two episodes ago or something like that, with the hardening versus softening of Liliana. Probably not as elegant in any fashion to what Baldur's Gate does, but that is sort of a version of that. Where you have to go against her
things to soften her up against stuff. Yeah. That's fun. Because it's a thing where I kept trying to do that to Morrigan, but every single time I did something positive, even positive in terms of like, look at how mages are going to benefit from people seeing us do these things. She's like, no, you're a fucking idiot. And it's like, all right, I need to just do Morrigan based things to get Morrigan to like me. Like, I have to feed into that ego of her. But it's fine because, also, this is another important point. After last week, I went in to everyone and I gave them all the thing that they didn't like. So all of my...
You're back to reset in a normal...
I'm back to neutral. However, Morrigan is still like mid-90.
Nice. Oh, so you're doing great.
I flood her with gifts. I think she's the only one I give gifts to. Alistair almost doesn't like me. I think he's at +3 approval.
Oh my God.
But Morrigan thinks I'm the hottest shit in the world. Also, Liliana thinks I'm great as well. I think Liliana is like 80.
Wow.
Which is weird because I think I just have them around as I'm doing good things. And Liliana loves that. And then also any of my blood mage lol fuck you, I'm getting mine, Morrigan's like, hell yeah, love that. Any slightly aggressive option, Morrigan loves. So I saved the kid, they saved the little boy, I kept the sword, but then I gave the sister like 500 silver for it, which was not worth it. But hey ho, she needed the money. I got the blacksmith to join us.
Good. The drunk blacksmith.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I just realized I did not save his daughter. Mm-mm. I just realized I didn't find her. Mm-hmm. Oops. In the thing. God, I hope it's not too late to go fix that. It probably is. Oh shit. Fuck. Oops, well I lied to him as well and said I'd save his daughter. I didn't do that.
Have you gone back and talked to him?
Nope. I finished it. I finished Redcliff, and then I text you saying, is the end of Redcliff doing the urn? And you said no.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then I did one other thing. Oh, I got the... I busted down the door of the dwarf and the guards, and I was like, go fucking help people right now. I'm going to fucking kill you. And they were like, okay, all excellent. Right, calm down.
I got to appeal to him because I'm a dwarf also. And I was like, dwarf to dwarf.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You're being a coward.
We got it.
It is literally our job to fight, and you are a failure. And I said, fuck you.
Damn.
And he said, damn, okay.
That's awesome.
You're right.
Okay. She kind of hot, though. Okay. I guess
you can,
I will do
there's
that.
A funny one where you can play like an out of touch dwarf a little bit and be like, I'll put in a good word for you at back in Orzammar. And if you try that, he'll be like, I am a surfacer dwarf. They won't even invite me back in. Are you fucking kidding? Like, that means nothing to me.
Would that change if you fought for surface dwarfs when you were in your
origin? It's nothing is about that is going to change unless policy in Orzammar changes, which we won't get into until we go back to Orzammar.
Yeah, until we go to Orzammar. Damn it.
Did you?
I have the schedule up. Like, it's the only thing on my second screen right now. I do think it's funny that you put Orzammar essentially
it's last on the treaties
in the
list,
things that
yeah.
we need to do. Yeah, just because I imagine that's because you hate the companion that you get from there that you want to spend as little time as possible with him
I
in the party.
No, I put this in order of how difficult all the quests are. So this is intended to be so that if anybody is playing this along with us and they've never played the games before, we are playing in like we're not giving people the deep roads as quest one because it's notoriously
fucked. Oh yeah, God! Can you imagine?
Yeah. So you will be an appropriate level by the time we get to the hardest quest. Is what the logic is.
So what did you do? What did you do in Redcliff? Did you do all the good boy stuff?
I got the medallions, obviously, for morale boost. I got the blacksmith.
Yeah.
To make the armor. I got the cowards hiding away to fight. And I found, by snooping around town, I found out that there was a bunch of like oil in casks. Not oil. Is oil what it is? Gasoline? It's like it's something flammable. In the general store that's been shut down. So like they tell you that the general store has been shut down because there's no commerce here.
I went in the general store and I didn't find it.
And then
when
you find that, you go tell the general and they're like, oh, we can use that. And that gets set up at the first barrier and takes out like the first wave of darkspawn. So I got that, and then I went to the bar, and the bar at the top of the hill, there's like creepy like elf dude who's just stalking about and spying on people, and it turns out that he was hired by Loghain to report on what's going on here and report any changes, and I, because I took master manipulator skills, I made him feel so shitty about his behavior that I convinced him to join the fight in town. And then a barmaid.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff I missed out on.
Did you find
on.
The bar?
No, there's so much stuff I missed out on. This is so exciting.
There's also a lady working at the bar there who was so impressed that I came to town. So impressed that I was there to help. And she was a little taken aback even. And I said, you should fight.
Wow. And you're looking for love.
Yeah, I'm
because
free on the market now.
Your old love is now married
that
with kids.
Bastard.
That rat bastard.
Fiend.
Speaking of love, have you found it in a hopeless place?
I didn't kiss that barmaid. But I did tell her boss to give her a raise. And then...
Nice. Noble.
And then we had the fight. So in the terms of love, I right now, well, you know what? That's after, because I got stuff to say. So then we do the Battle of Redcliffe. And now the Battle of Redcliffe is a cool fight. It's like a fight that's in waves, and you can succeed in different degrees depending on how many of your allies that are not in your party die during that fight. How bad did you...
Every single one? Every single one of them died.
So you convinced all these people to fight and they all died?
And they all fucking beefed it. I will admit that I found out... I'm playing on easy mode, right? Easy mode turns off friendly fire. And I was like, this is awesome. That means that bomb, it doesn't hit any of my friends. It means that they're not affected by it. It means that my shock ability doesn't affect anyone. It also means that my giant tempest, which I am scared to cast because it's a huge lightning-based AoE, I can cast that and it doesn't hit anyone. Does turn out that it hits allies who are not party members. And I found that out in an awful way when I was doing so well. We had gotten to the Chantry. We were doing our big final hold. I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. Tell you what, lads, let's go out with a big bang, eh? I summoned a dark, awful cloud of lightning. Killed every single one of them. I killed all of my friends. It killed some of the darkspawn. But also when you cast it, you can't then cancel it if you realize that you've done a mistake. So I just, everyone died. Everyone died by my hand.
And
shows me you're trying to be.
And then that's a very blood magey thing to do. Just be like, I got it, everyone.
And well, I'll tell you, it comes back. That informed a story beat. That I'll be telling you
okay,
about in a second.
Because then afterwards you're being awarded for saving the city. And I like to imagine the people that you failed, that you convinced to fight and then literally killed, watching you from heaven sitting at the maker's side judging.
Like, damn, fuck
like,
this guy.
That guy literally blew us up.
Hey, what about you? How did you do?
No one died. Zero. I was a monster this time around. I was so good.
Brutal.
Which is actually not usually how that goes for me. I usually wind up somewhere middle of the road, but I did good.
I'm genuinely so impressed with that because I feel like that's a statistical anomaly that you were able to do that and everyone.
Well, I had Alistair drawing aggro because I have him with all the Templar abilities to the warrior abilities that let you like draw enemies to you. And so we're just like, we have everybody swarming Alistair, who I have in full plate armor. Acting like a dummy. And then we have everybody just swarming to the backs of the people attacking Alistair. That's my strategy.
Dang. That's a good strategy.
Yeah. And then blowing them up does help. Blowing them up in the beginning, like killing that first wave in one fell swoop.
Having everything at your disposal is... like, I imagine it makes it a little easier.
So then you get awarded by the city for being heroes. That's not the end. Then you have to go into Redcliffe Castle, but you go and speak to Tegan, and you wouldn't have gotten this line. It's one of my favorite lines, but I did get it because I played a female dwarf. But you're talking to... this guy, and I'm sure you still get a version of it, but it's just not as good. It doesn't hit as good. But you're talking to this guy to Tegan, and he's telling you how like we need to get into the castle. The Arl is sick, and something's up with the Arl's son. He's not behaving right. Something's going on. And then Isolde, his wife, runs in and is like freaking out. And she says, she starts saying like, you need to come into the castle. We have to go in the front doors. Like, don't work with this person, whatever. It's all suspicious as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you question it, she turns to you and goes, who is this woman, Tegan? And it's bad, bad French accent. It's one of my favorite little lines of dialogue ever. And then you're like, this is so for real a trap.
It's for real.
And then he agrees to go in the front door with her, but tells you that there's a secret back way in through the lighthouse, mm-hmm. or where you are, and that you can kind of crawl down in and sneak in past everyone. And then when you do that, you find, well, first, like, there's a ton of stuff that has been like laid out for us as like things. And this is a big backstory moment for you, I hope.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was, because I came across my old blood mage.
To me, he was just some guy.
Because they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, like, it was like, oh, there's a, the our son is acting super, super funky weird. And it was because that he is, the our son is a mage, and then Isolde decided to train him in secret to, also, for me, I wasn't speaking to Tegan, I don't think. Who's the guy who you do all of the,
there are two guys that you talk to in the prep for Redcliffe. There's the general who's down at the bottom, and then there's Tegan who gives you the quest to get the medallions so that you can inspire.
I thought that was Sir Perth.
It is Sir Perth who gives it to you, but then, sorry, you're right. It is Sir Perth who gives you that quest, but then it is Tegan that you meet.
It's Tegan afterwards.
Yes.
So I didn't meet Tegan. I met the guy outside the chantry who you do all the stuff for. He's the guy who
you're kidding.
Who Isolde was speaking to. No.
What?
Yeah. Why?
Okay, and then what does he say? Does Isolde come up to you still?
Yeah, Isolde still comes up, but she's like, because he's like, oh, I know a back way in through the, like, you know, through like the underground, we should do that. And then Isolde comes up and is like, oh, please, we should go. And then he goes to you, this is a trap, you should still come with me. And then I imagine it's all the same, but he knows it's a trap. I don't know.
Tegan
knows
that he knows that something is fishy, but he is like,
he still goes because he's like, yeah, because he's like, yeah, I mean, I guess I have to. But then you go under the ground. So it was just him. I don't know if Tegan died on my thing.
No, you meet Tegan a few minutes later.
Oh, one sec. Let me Google Tegan, because I'm pretty... Oh,
it
was Tegan.
Okay, all right. I didn't think
it was Tegan. Yeah, because he's the one who you do all the quests for. Is he not?
So,
they might just have a similar face.
No, then there's a different guy that you're doing, like, the one that's giving you the quests that are, like, get the blacksmith, and that's
go
a different
guy. Go do this,
guy.
And go... Yeah. Oh, that's my mistake. They looked the same to me.
Sure.
I thought they were the same guy. Just because we just did it, and then we were speaking, so I was like, oh, this is the lad. So he did do it, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna sneak in. Then I met my old friend who was the mage that was hired to teach the Arl's son.
Yes.
And then he's like, hey, listen, I know it looks bad, this is not me at all. Yep. Please trust that this isn't me, I didn't do this. And we bonded and we talked. Alistair was crazy pissed that I was talking to him like a human in any way. Alistair's like, kill him now, please, because he's a bad man. Why are you speaking to him?
Yeah,
like,
I got
he's fine.
Some disapproval from Alistair in this bit.
I got, oh, buddy. Yeah, so Alistair was really pissed. And I was like, yeah, let's just let you out and you just go, just leave. Because he is part of the, like... Because if he's telling the truth and he's like, no, I didn't do any of this. Oh, he does say that he did poison
the Arl. He did not cause the undead and whatever's going on in the castle. He is very adamant that he was hired by who?
Loghain.
As everyone is.
Everyone is fucking hired by Loghain. If anyone has any slightly misdeed on them, they're hired by Loghain. Loghain has his fingers in every pie. He has 50 mm-hmm. billion fingers and a million pies.
I'm making a prediction right now that I can't say out loud. But I think...
Who does that on a podcast?
I think you're going to do something.
No, I'm not. I know what you're thinking and I'm not going to do that.
What do you think I'm saying?
Well, I can't say because if I'm right, then you said I can't say it.
Okay, fair.
So don't you be like, well, this isn't entertaining for the audience. And it's like, you started this, though, is the problem.
I don't care about them. We're you here started for us. The bit.
Okay. Do you want to say it on three? We both at the same time will say it on three.
No. Because if I'm wrong, no. I don't want to influence you. Okay. No.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know what you're thinking, and I'm not going to do that thing. Because I have a pre-plepped plan of a lot of my stuff. Pre-plepped plan.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I released my friend. What did
you do? I release him. We don't have a big conversation, but I get enough to know that he is adamant. He is admitting he's poisoned the Arl, but he is adamant that he is not responsible for the other things.
I also think that he brings up the circle as well, of the fact that he's like, yeah, the circle go, like, because we just dealt with the whole Blood Mage thing of the circle. I think I brought that up.
Yeah, he doesn't bring it up for me, but we have a much shorter conversation, I think.
Yeah, we had a pretty long
But one. I let him go. I told him to run away, and he seems to. And then I went further in. You find there's a lot of stuff in Redcliff Castle that you find on your way to.
What's so interesting about Redcliff? I genuinely think I accidentally
sped run it.
On my explore, sped run it. Because I found fuck all in Redcliff. I just accidentally beelined on one of the things where it's like, I'll do this and then I'll turn around when I'm like, oh, well, I know that this is going to be the next area and I'll do everything else.
You walked right into the foyer where you find Tegan and
he's doing a
funny little dance for a child and he looks so unhappy. It turns out that the kid is possessed by a demon, is kind of partially an abomination.
I don't know if he, the demon, or my Blood Mage friend mentions it. I think it might be the Blood Mage friend of being like, I didn't do this. The kid is, like, not a nice person. The kid is bad. And the kid, like... It was Isolde. I think someone says it as you confront this kid, because I'm an elf and he says, like, before he was possessed, he like would cut the ears off of elves to make them like not have pointy ears anymore.
No, that's a little he's saying let's do that. Like that's the demon talking. Is like the demon has made him.
Oh, he's saying let's do that?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I got the wrong thing. I thought he said that he had done that.
No. Like, it's very much like that was so much fun. Let's do that again. That's the demon for sure.
Okay. I think the thing him saying that was so fun, let's do that again, made me be like, oh, has he done that before then?
Yeah.
Was the kid evil before any of this thing happened?
There's something really interesting in this scene. Is that we learn between the conversation with what is his name again in the your friend from the circle, the one that did.
I didn't write it down.
So when we are talking to him and then in this scene with the kid, we learn like some things that I think are a little bit interesting where like the fault of this is because Isolde recognizes that her son is developing magic talents. He is a mage. Mm-hmm. And there is only one option for a respectable family who is born like a kid with a mage abilities to do, and that's to send them to the circle. And the circle, yeah, as we've learned, is not perfect for sure. Definitely has some rough standards, and also like he would just have to live there forever essentially and be in service to the church for all time and be like under rule of the Templars. So Isolde thought that she could kind of buy her way out of this fate for her son by having like just a random mage train him and, yeah, like kind of train him to control it independently.
And the mage that she picked is my blood mage. Ally.
Is kind of not the best. Yeah. So there are, I think, a couple ways you can interpret like who's really at fault for what happened to him. You know, like, is it, yeah, like if you are coming down on the side that like the chantry is a good, like that the circle is a good method for keeping people safe, then Isolde did this by hiding her son's abilities, yeah, from the circle. If you think that the circle is like, you know, authoritarian and like oppressive, then the circle, their like rigid requirements is essentially what caused Isolde to make that choice, and like they did that. Oh, so yeah, like, and like, and then, you know, maybe it's blood magic, maybe it's that guy. So like there are just a couple of people you could come out of the other side of this story blaming for
thinking this person's in the wrong. Yeah.
And I find that very interesting. And then it turns out that it's just a fucking sadistic demon. And then you're given some options. There are some options for how to deal with, mm-hmm, it. I want to know. I can't wait to find out what Quentin did. I'm dying to know.
Well, it's not even that interesting. I didn't hear any other option. My blood mage friend said, I can fix this. I just need, like, we can either kill the kid and the demon dies with them, or I can open a portal to send a mage into the Fade and then they can talk to the demon. And I was like, well, I'm not going to kill the kid because how's that going to look? And this is blood magic doing a good, positive, yeah, thing. This is blood magic saving a child and saving a whole, yeah, kingdom. Kill the mother. Yeah. I don't care. Do it.
She did volunteer.
She volunteers and she says, I will do it. And because the option was, no, let's keep looking. And Alistair was like, hey, pals, let's keep looking. And I was like, nope, there's literally no, yeah, time. Gonna do it right now. There was a really cool little, you could actually pick a mage, which I thought was fun. I could have, of course, picked myself, but for people who aren't mages, you can either pick Morrigan or Wynn to do it. I said, no, I'm going to do it. Because I'm going to prove that blood magic is a good thing. But also, in the back of my mind, I needed something else.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at diceexploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quentin was like, damn, maybe blood magic, went to Ostagar, was thinking, maybe blood magic is not a good thing. Saw all of the circle and all of the people in the circle doing blood magic and causing all this horrific harm, demons everywhere. Yeah. Oh my God, they're doing it bad. Then went to Soldier's Peak and spoke to the guy who was a blood mage and was like, when it comes down to it, you need blood. Sometimes you need blood magic. And then he went to Ostagar and was like, I'm so in over my head. I've spent years training to be a blood mage. I can't throw that away. I'm in too deep to throw away all of that training right now. I need to, because it's like, yeah, I could specialize in something else, but I know how to do blood magic. I've read this shit for years. And right now we don't have the time to flip flop about morals. It doesn't matter what it comes down to. This thing needs to happen. Yeah. Like, I need to save the world. So then went in. So it was like, fuck it. Blood magic is good. Kill the mother. Mother died. I went to the Fade. The child is possessed by a sexy demon. I think that's a really weird choice.
Desire demon, yeah.
It's very... It's just a sexy demon that comes out of this child. It's stupid. And I spoke to them and I was like, hey, teach me how to do blood magic. She was like, okay, but I leave and I come back when the kid is 18 and I take over the kid's body. I was like, whatever, do it. And then I got blood magic. I left the Fade. The kid is fine, but I know that when the kid's 18, the kid is gonna get repossessed and then go absolutely apeshit again and be worse.
Beautiful. Amazing.
So.
Cannot wait. Can't wait. Can't wait for the repercussions from that. So I'm not a mage.
Yep.
So I didn't get that option.
Nope.
My options for, so obviously you could kill the kid and destroy the demon that way. You can go back to the circle. But there truly is not enough time. And then you can.
What happens if you go back to the circle?
I think there's
Can you do it, but there's like a big consequence? It's like, yeah, this is arguably the most milquetoast decision because the kid is like safer, question mark, but also everything is in hell now.
Yeah, no, you can still save him. You have to do... You have to not have used the litany that you use in the circle quest.
Oh.
So that's why I didn't actually... I got... Like, they said it was an option, but I didn't have the option to actually, like... Go and do that.
Do it. Wow, that's so.
So then you use the litany on the demon at mm-hmm. Redcliffe. So, okay. So, but what I got was that I had to like volunteer a mage to do it. And if you volunteer Morrigan, I know that she loves it, but she was not with me. Wynn was. And I had the option to go and get Morrigan. But I felt like because I was like, we don't have much time. I like felt like that was like what
it's
I needed
like
to stick with.
Right
we're not having much time. So I told Wynn to do it and she disapproved like 20. She was so pissed at me for making her accomplice in blood magic. And so she went into the Fade and she killed the demon. It's a fun little...
Do you get a cutscene?
It's a fun little quest. So if you, it's like Connor and the Arl are both trapped inside like a shared portion of the Fade. And like they're trying to get to one another and can't because the demon is like kind of keeping them in this like
doesn't
little chase.
Yeah.
And so you just keep approaching Connor who keeps trying to deceive you. And you have to, like, choose whether or not you are, like, buying the facade or not. And Wynn always is, like, trying to like, compromise with him. But then you just kill the demon. It's not that hard. And then you come back out and Connor is cured and his mom's dead and that's sad. And then they're like, well, there's still the matter of the Arl, and you got to go to the urn to save him.
You got to go get some urn of sacred ashes. You got to get the literal body of Christ. Got to feed him those little crackers.
So then I left, and I don't know what this was like for you, but I left, and now...
And then did Alistair scream at you?
Alistair...
Because Alistair screamed at me.
Alistair got pretty pissed, but then I said, hey, I tried my best. And he said, you're right. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I got mad at you.
Oh, he still... he yelled at me, and I was like, hey, dude, this is your own shit. Don't put that on me. And he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, and then did back down. But I still got minus 14.
Oh, no, I got plus. I got positives.
No
and
way.
Then
that's fun.
In Redcliffe Castle, I found his mother's amulet. And I gave it to him as a present. And we had a talk. He was like, I can't believe you listened to me. I can't believe you looked for it while we were doing all that. And I never thought that anyone would understand how difficult it was to be like this. Because he is the bastard son of this Arl. Like, he's an heir to this throne, but not an acceptable one, because who knows who his mother is. And so I thought that was pretty good. Alistair and I now have, so this is, we're back at the romance talk. Alistair and I, the dialogue is sitting there. When I talk to him, I have the option to invite him into my tent. It's there. I got it. I haven't triggered it yet.
Oh, my God.
Because also, something that I found, I can't remember where I found it, either in the Redcliffe or Hanleith, but I got Orlesian shoes, and I gave them to Liliana. And Liliana and I have been hot and heavy. She's asking me, she's telling me stories left and right, and she keeps asking me, like, if we want to be friends or more than friends. So I've got the two of them. Like, I just gotta choose a dialogue option.
You lost a husband, and now you're playing the field.
And then Severin has also asked me if we are more than friends, and I said we're just friends for now, but let me think about it.
That came out of nowhere.
Zevran is a whore. As soon as your approval is like over the 50% line,
he's like,
oh, well, you didn't kill me, so would you like to fuck? You know, like, there's no. He's so easy. To bed, but that's a story for another day. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of.
Damn, you got all the hot and heavy stuff. Shit. Morgan just laughs whenever I say anything. She chuckles, and I'm like, all right, I'm breaking down your walls, baby.
I haven't done too well with Morgan, but that said, I still have her personal quest sitting in. I think I'm going to do it now. I think I know where Valeria is at.
Is going to go. Is she going to kill Flemeth, or is she going to, like, bargain with Flemeth?
I think
because this was during Quinton's like crisis of self, so was like went there and was like, no, I just can't. Flemeth, stop trying to make deals with me. I'm just gonna kill you.
The other thing that I did is Liliana's personal quest. Are you okay with spoilers for this?
Oh, fun. Yes, do
it. So Liliana tells me and confides in me that before she joined the Chantry, she was a bard, and she served under her mentor, Marjolaine, in Orlais. And Marjolaine was not kind. And Marjolaine used Liliana as, like, a honey pot, essentially. And, like, Marjolaine did terrible things with Liliana as, like, the tool for it. And Liliana escaped and joined the Chantry and had laid low to kind of – avoid her. And as soon as she leaves with you, we find out, we get a letter that Marjolaine is watching her essentially and wants to meet her. And you can kill Marjolaine, but we did not. We just said, Marjolaine, you leave this fucking girl alone. And we let her leave.
Yeah.
And Liliana describes that basically Marjolaine set her up as like to take the fall when she got in too deep with like a big, big, big scheme. And she scapegoated Liliana, and Liliana got taken in and tortured like for information. And withstood that torture and didn't give Marjolaine up and escaped on her own merit. So Liliana is a fucking badass. just like a absolute monstrous badass.
Love that one. Yeah.
But we don't kill Marjolaine, and yeah, so we have unlocked that, and I'm feeling like for Falaria, especially just given like what got her kicked out of Orzammar, what got her involved in this plot in the first place, this like Alistair's parents, you know, his dad won't acknowledge him because his mom is not royal, and like he is cast out of an otherwise royal family. Liliana's mother figure sold her up the river. And Zevran, we learn, was kind of like sold into the Antiven Crows. I am feeling like I am surrounded by people for whom like this trope of being like abandoned by your family and forsaken by your family is so prevalent.
Well, I mean, that's also Morrigan's thing.
Yeah, Morrigan's mother is although I haven't finished that
technically
quest, but yeah,
it's fucking it's Shales as well.
So I am feeling like I am like kind of in a entrenched with a bunch of people who I feel very, very kin to. So I haven't picked yet, but I did go back to Denerim because Alistair asked me if we could meet his sister.
From the circle,
his
dreams.
Sister Gul'dana.
I know. Yeah, I know.
From the circle, from the dreams.
Yeah.
From the dreams. And we go and meet her, and she's not like the dreams at all. But understandably so. I think it's so interesting because I think the first time I played this game, I thought Gul'dana was like being a bitch. But Gul'dana's like, like, who are you? Like, oh, we're related because our bastard of a dad is a whore. Great, cool. Do you have money? Like, because I have kids to feed. Like, do you have something that's going to make my life easier? I see you're wearing nice armor and that you're part of a well-established crew and that you just saw the Arl. Like, what are you going to do to help me and my kids and me and my little fucking hovel? And I actually was like, all right, I kind of get it. So we gave her money. Which I think the first time I played this, I did not. I think I was like, your sister's a bitch, Alistair. You don't need her.
Yeah.
But I was like,
she's so mean.
No, let's pay her. And this is not her fault. This is the fact that your dad did kind of fuck around and then not take care of business.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Damn. That's huge. I haven't done anyone. I don't talk to people in
you
camp
gotta.
Enough. That's my. I know.
Have you talked
I
to
got
dog?
A, it's like it's one of the thing. I talk to dog a lot because you I told did. Me to, and then every time I go to camp, I speak to dog, and then everyone has a different
scene
different
with
dog.
Scene
and
with
I,
dog.
Think
I love those little cutscenes with dog. It's good.
Yeah, they're very good. Side note related. I found on Twitter a listicle of the best characters from Dragon Age Origins.
I did, of course.
Did you
this? Tweeted it, and I have notifications on for you. So I, of course, saw it and looked at it. And it's not terrible. There's a couple
It's pretty bad.
I think there's a couple things. Oh, very important. I got a very another personal quest from Wynn, because I found out why Wynn keeps talking about how old she is, blah blah blah, all the time. There's a story. Because I went adventuring and Wynn and I fought some demons, and then Wynn passed out on the road, collapsed. We had a whole cutscene about And then we had to talk.
Whoa.
She said, I don't want to talk about this now. We have to talk about it at camp. It's too serious. And then we talked about it. And I found out Wynn's
holy shit
secret. I'm not going to spoil that for you. I am going to wait till
oh
you
my God.
Get to it.
Oh my God, she's not 49.
She's actually
52.
52. And it actually makes perfect
she's
sense
actually
that
53.
She's a decrepit old hag. It's perfectly
yeah, exactly.
fine.
Exactly, she passed that 50 mark. Disgusting old woman.
Can't believe she walks. Cannot believe it. Win.
Shriveled old raisin
all right,
of a woman.
All right. So you tell me what you disagree Damn. With in this listicle, and then we have I asked our chat for some questions, and
oh no, wait, that's way more interesting. The thing is about this listicle is. Okay, it starts with the worst character being Sten, worst companion character. Questionable
then but, like, I see why.
10 is Sten, 9 is Wynn, 8 is Augrun.
Augrun is 10 in every list. It should be. He
in
should
every
be 10.
List. But then Liliana is 7, which is an insane sentence. Liliana is 7th? Liliana is the coolest woman in the world.
She is the coolest woman in the world. I agree with you. But
yeah, but 7th?
I don't know.
She's where would you put her?
I would
on
put
a list
her
of 1
in this
to 10.
Game, I would put her I would put her in like the top half for sure.
Yeah, sure, top half. Who was number 1? Cuz on this list it's Morrigan. Number 2 is a spoiler. Which I know.
Oh, yeah. That. Number 2 is a spoiler. Yeah. And it's a wrong spoiler. And it's a stupid answer. I would.
10 is the dog, by the way. That's my lowest.
10 is the dog. 10 is the dog in this game.
10 is the dog. The dog's just a dog. It's a fake dog. It barks.
The dog is a vessel in this game for the other characters. It's not even like a real character. Yeah.
It's not a character. I don't like the, oh, they're a dog, so they're the goodest boy. That means that they're the best thing in this game. That is universally not true ever. They're just a dog. They're a fake dog. They're not real. They don't do anything. They don't grow as a character. If this dog grew as a character, then sure. If it started that this dog didn't like me,
no,
and then
the fact
by
that
the end
actually
of the game,
annoys
I'd be
me
like,
that
hell
the
yeah.
dog does like starts out.
It's just
100%.
Like,
yeah, I know. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I would put dog in the back half for sure. And Augrun as 10 for sure. He sucks.
Tell you what. We shouldn't have this conversation now. We should have this conversation when we finish the game. Because I can't talk. Well, yeah, because
oh,
I'm,
you don't have. Yeah, we don't have everybody yet. Yeah. That's true.
There's a lot of these where it's just like, well, I don't know their story.
True. That's true.
And it's like, maybe their story sucks. And that's why.
All right. So you know what? End. We'll reapproach this conversation when we've both gotten and know everybody.
Yeah.
So I have some questions. So Meadow asked a funny one because we already talked about this, but I think it is funny because you can be a dick to Caitlyn and Bevan if you want to. You can be mean to them.
Yes.
I was not in this playthrough, but I have been in the past.
No.
You weren't. Okay.
I.
So we were not mean to them.
No, because I was having a crisis at this moment. Like I had to be a good person. There was too much was at stake for me to be a dick.
Did you save everyone you recruited to defend the town? We know that you did not, and I did, because I'm a good boy.
I didn't even a little bit.
That's from TJ. Right. Thank you, TJ.
Calm yourself.
Meadow Jesus. Also said that, did you kiss Bella in Redcliffe Tavern? I got flirted with by Bella, but I did not kiss her.
I didn't, because I don't know how these old games play with that. I didn't know if I did it, then would Morrigan be like, okay. No kisses for you. Fuck you. Even though it makes sense for me that Morrigan would be.
You didn't find the tavern.
It's 2000.
You didn't even meet Bella.
Oh, we're not talking about the same thing. I thought you were talking about the
three. No. That's Isabella. Yeah.
I thought that's what meant by kiss. Yeah.
How do you rate this fade trip compared to the others in the game? So this is going back to the last episode. Yeah.
Sure. 0 out of 10 compared to the last one, because you don't do anything in this one. You just speak to a couple of people. It's short, which is fun. When I went there for the first time, there was a pang, as much as I loved
of like,
the fade,
oh my God, do I have to do like this maze
Jesus,
bullshit
not again?
I really did feel that way.
And you do a little bit. Yeah. You do a little bit have to do some maze bullshit, because you have to walk in and out of the same portal.
But it's,
you have to,
but
like,
there's only
in,
ever one
someone,
way
fight,
to go. That's the part I appreciate about this, but it did give me anxiety where I was just like, fuck this.
It also is like, there's no point. To me, there's no reason for there to be multiple fights in this. It should be one fight. You go through one portal and there's one fight, and then that's it. You're done.
Sure.
Because doing it like two or three times, by the third, I was like, oh, for fuck.
Yeah.
Sake. Just die, please. Stop teleporting away at the last minute. It's so pointless.
And one more from Plutonium. What's your favorite fight been so far? Let's say that for the whole game. So far. Up till now.
The whole game so far?
I think I know what yours is, but...
What is mine? Is it Fleming? Say it now.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I was thinking of it being Flemeth, but then it might...
It's sincerely a very good one.
I did really like Flemeth. The thing... What's frustrating about this game and how it's different to how I experience other games is difficulty in this game lowers enjoyment for me. Whereas in most games... I have more fun the harder the boss fight is, because I'm like, oh man, I just love the mechanics. I don't like the combat in this game so much that a harder fight actually makes
me.
You
don't
have
like
less
this
fun.
One's mechanics.
I don't like.
So
this
maybe
fight.
You'll be
like
me, and maybe you'll actually like Inquisition's mechanics, because most people are the opposite.
I have played a lot. I have played a lot of Inquisition. I fucking hate Inquisition's
really?
Combat. I hate it so dearly.
Okay.
It's Inquisition to me. Now, I'm going to have a more formed opinion of this when I get to it. I was a mage in Inquisition. I felt like I was doing 0% damage 100% of the time. It felt so unenjoyable to be in combat in Inquisition for me.
That's so
which is
weird.
A big reason as to why I stopped liking it, because it was like, there was this one boss. There's a clip of it on my fucking... Twitch, actually. It's just one boss that took me like 4 or 5 tries, because he had a move that just insta-wiped my whole team. And admittedly, I might have been a little low level, but then also it's like I had it on easy difficulty. It should not have been that hard of a fight. And I just don't like it. I think there are parts of Mage and Inquisition that feel cool, but they are not enough for me to feel powerful. In this game, Mage feels really powerful. However, I'm getting to a point in Origins where now I have to switch between characters. I have to pause it. I have to tell every character what to do. I have to, like, manage my MP and healing and stuff, which is fine, because that's a thing. You know, I play loads of Final Fantasy games. I understand managing resources, whatever. But, fights are more enjoyable when there are hundreds of guys and I execute them all with, like, surgical precision. That, to me, is way more fun. Because I feel like a god. But then Flemeth was difficult, and a lot of people was healing. And it was, like, it was a fun fight. And as I was doing it, I was like, this is enjoyable. But I wouldn't say it is it isn't what I find fun in this game. What I find fun in this game is just, like, you know, there's a type of game called One Versus 100, which the whole point is that you're one guy versus thousands of people, and you just brutally murder all of them. Like, that is what I find fun in this game. Just because I just don't get on with the combat. I don't like pausing constantly. It's the same. I had the same with Knights of the Old Republic, which is the game before Dragon Age Origins is Knights of the Old Republic that BioWare made. And I am not a. I just don't like the way
that's
that
so interesting
because
these are very different. Like Inquisition and Origins combats are super super different.
It is, and both.
Happen to like Inquisitions better, which is an unpopular opinion. I think that Inquisitions is harder than Origins, but I think that the fights are more difficult.
Yeah.
But like the combat is a little simplified.
I think that's why I didn't like Inquisition, is that it's like, then there ended up being like, oh, if this person has this color shield, you have to hit them with this type of magic, started coming into it.
Oh, that's not true, by the way.
There were fights where I was versus, it was four versus like one elemental, and I could not do damage to it. Like, I kept hitting them with like every form of spell, and their shields just wasn't getting removed. And then I remembered, like, oh yeah, they told me that each elemental thing I needed, so maybe it's something to do with that. And I was like, I actually don't like how combat works in this game.
I feel like you're gonna have a different
holding
opinion
down one
this
button.
Time around. I feel like you are.
I'm sure. I'm also not playing a mage this time around in Inquisition.
We'll see.
I know who I'm playing.
Okay.
Yeah. I know who I'm playing in Inquisition, so can't tell me.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? We'll see. I guess I'll find out when I get there.
We can't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah. It's too far away. It's eons. From now. It's what, 2 months away?
It does. It feels too
pointless
far away.
Pretending.
Okay. So all of that. Fresh in your mind.
Big fight.
I feel like there was something else too I wanted.
So fight, yes, Flemeth I found genuinely enjoyable, but I think my favorite fights were probably some random peon fight where they threw like 50 Grenlocks and a couple of Herlocks at me, and I cast a walking bomb on one of them, cast a tempest, and then they all simultaneously exploded at the same time, and that felt great, but I can't really remember because it's kind of moment to moment the enjoyment of combat in this, whereas I don't think big boss fights are that enjoyable in this to me. I didn't like the ogre fight. Every single time a boss comes up, I know that I won't think that fight's very fun.
Yeah.
I think they don't add interesting mechanics. I mean, the circle fight had a bit of an interesting mechanic, but it was a bit janky, so it didn't really work. But it's like, normally, bosses just have more health. That's the only... They hit hard and they have more health. There's nothing interesting about the fight.
If you do try to take out the sloth demon at a higher level, you do have to switch forms. Like, you have to switch forms in order to survive that fight. And that's what is meant to happen. Like, you're meant to switch forms based on what form she takes so that you are resistant to certain powers and stuff.
That
and it's awesome. You can, on easy, just power through it in your regular form. But on higher levels, you really can't. You really, like, you actually have to do that portion.
And I like that. I like engaging with mechanics. I just find... In the amount of Origins and Inquisition that I've played, I find combat lacking in, like, moment-to-moment, like, puzzle-solving enjoyment for me.
Sure.
Which I might change my mind with it later. Actually, do you know what sucks? I spent all of this time considering whether or not I should take Blood Mage. I was like, all right, in character, should I actually take a Blood Mage? I decided to do it because I thought the story was best. I got the abilities... Blood Mage sucks, dude. I got like two things. Rubbish. I was saddened. I was hoping, because everyone talks about how powerful Blood Mages are and how awful it is. I was genuinely hoping, like, give me a stupid ability. Give me something that's so strong that you shouldn't really have it in the game. But it's a single player game, so who really cares? Unfortunately, the devs care, and they balanced it. And it's like, I can use my own health, but I don't have that much constitution to do that, so RIP in pieces me. And I can have a thing where I can deal a lot of damage to one single target. And later, next level, I'm going to have the thing where I can freeze a bunch of people, which I am looking forward to, but also, it's not dramatically different from any other ability enough for me to think it's sexy.
Yeah.
Anyway, an Inquisition I just thought wasn't very fun.
I'm curious if...
I'm sure it
might.
Change.
It might not. I don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on whether or not it's. I like Inquisition's fighting mechanic better than Origins and better than 2. 2 is also slightly different, but if I had to compare it, it's still closer on the spectrum
to Origins,
than Inquisition.
So
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what you think. My favorite fight that I've done so far, Flemeth is one of my favorite fights in the game, but I haven't done that yet. So I think my favorite one. I think I really like all of the fights through. I think I like the Battle of Redcliffe. I really like it. I think I like the waves.
I liked the Battle of Redcliffe. Yeah.
The wave of enemies and stuff.
See, that was fun to me because it was a unique
The like scale to which your success matters. I really like that one a lot. Yeah.
I agree. I think that one is also that one might also be mine because I thought that was interesting and fun.
Do you know I you are officially a Blood Mage, and I know that this podcast has gone a little bit longer today, but I think you are officially a Blood Mage now, and whether you like it or not, that's the truth.
Yes.
And I think that it's important for us to commemorate that because it was what you set out to do. And so I'm really proud of you that you've made it.
Thank you.
Yeah. But thank I do want to say that in the scriptures, it does say that, and so is the golden city blackened with each step you take in my hall. Marvel at perfection, for it is fleeting. You have brought sin to heaven and doom upon all the world. Threnodies 8:13. Now
it's crazy that we stopped recording like 5 minutes ago and you just said that to me.
But you and your blood magic are to blame for that, just so you know. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna bring hope back to one of the many O's that are in this game. So
the most important O.
The most important.
Who are you gonna romance? Are you gonna romance anybody? Are you
Morrigan? You fucking.
Are you taking your
loser.
Fucking sweet
I've said
time.
This a million times. I keep actually. Do you know what's so funny? I thought of that after you were like, "Yeah, I have two romance options." I was like, "What the fuck? Like, what is happening?" So I killed Flemeth. I went back. I spoke to her, and Morrigan is giggling at everything I do. She's like, ha, 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 ha. And then I said like a flirty line, and she was like, "Oh, wouldn't you like that?" And they're like, "Okay, you're acting like a bit like a fun little school child. I've softened you up a bit. What are we doing here? Like, what is this between us?" And I don't know how to initiate.
Are you
Dylan? Teach me.
Robin said sex. The word sex, the way that like a teenager who just found out about sex says sex. I want to
No,
have
I did this in a normal. No. No, I didn't. I said it normal. No.
What
Stop it. I said it normal. Shit. Shut up. Do you want to touch my penis?
Oh my god, I wonder what her boobs look like, I love it. I can't wait to find out how this goes. Robin, tell everybody who you've been.
Hello, I've been Robin no longer. Shall I be them? I will come back next week with a new name. I'm Captain Crail, CaptainCrail, on all things. Follow me on Twitter. Listen to The Animalist, which is a show that me and Dylan also do. And we also join the Discord because it's so fun. We also have more shows in the works that we'll be doing. And it'll be a good,
very good
time.
And I'm Dylan, Super Dylan. That's SuperDillin everywhere. I'm the host of the One Shot Podcast, where we play a new RPG every single month. I am on The Animalist playing Aigloli Soki Lady. And yeah, my Grey Warden.
It's really funny to me how it's so clear that I need to think about how to spell Captain Crail when I do
my
you know, because you did it so fast, and I'm like, man, I hope I don't spell Captain wrong.
Do you know why it is though? Is because whenever and I need this is a confession for the audience and for you, but I and this is very real.
Thank you.
But every single time that I type my own username anywhere on anything, I go SuperDillin as I type it. And so it's just in there. It's rote memory.
Oh. What? Last question. What level are you?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm 13. I want to know if that's normal.
I will tell. I'll text you. I'm level 13. Later.
Sick. I don't know. Hell yeah. Grab my digits, baby. Because I know that you can take a second specialization at level 14. Or I can, at least.
No, I think that's probably across the board. I'm probably around the same-ish.
Because I'm going to pick up Arcane Warrior, because I think it's cool.
Nice. Sick. Yeah, Arcane Warrior is cool. That one, to me, is sick.
I know.
Yeah. But, all right, Grey Wardens. This fight is, like, almost kind of halfway over, not even a little bit.
Almost kind of halfway. Well, it's a little more halfway now that I have accidentally done episode 8 now.
Always remember, in... War victory.
War
in
victory.
Peace.
In
vigilance.
Peace. Vigilance.
Good job.
Yes. Yes, sir. Got it, baby.